This is VOA News by a remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump visited a section of border wall in Yuma, Arizona on Tuesday. Trump autographed a new section of wall and credited it for stopping both illegal immigration and the coronavirus. Trump described the Arizona wall as the most powerful and comprehensive structure anywhere in the world. Arizona is among several hotspots in the country for the COVID-19 outbreak. Ahead of Mr. Trump's visit, the Arizona Department of Health on Tuesday reported nearly 3,600 new coronavirus cases. Overall, Johns Hopkins University research said Arizona has more than 54,000 confirmed coronavirus cases and has recorded more than 1,300 deaths so far. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic is still growing, even as countries start to ease lockdowns and other restrictions. WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan said the epidemic is now peaking or moving towards a peak in a number of large countries. So far, there have been more than 9 million cases worldwide and 474,000 deaths. The United States leads the world in both categories by far. Its top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told a congressional panel on Tuesday there will be more testing, not less, after President Trump asked health officials to slow down testing. The White House has said the president wasn't serious when he said more testing is the reason there are so many cases in the U.S., but Trump said Tuesday that he wasn't joking. Fauci also said he is cautiously optimistic a coronavirus vaccine will be available in early at the end of 2020. This is VOA News. A powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake shook southern Mexico Tuesday, killing at least two people, damaging several buildings. Much of the damage is minor, with broken windows and collapsed walls. The state-run oil company said the quake caused a fire at its Salina Cruz refinery, which was quickly put out. Geologists say southern Mexico, where four tectonic plates merge, is particularly vulnerable to strong earthquakes. State media said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un suspended unspecified military action against the South, an apparent reduction in tensions following weeks of threats from Pyongyang. It is not clear whether that means North Korea will now end its escalating campaign of threats and provocations towards Seoul. North Korea is upset at the South for failing to move ahead with a series of 2018 agreements related to economic cooperation and reducing military tensions. On Tuesday, South Korea's military said the North has begun reinstalling dozens of loudspeakers that have been used to blare propaganda across the border. North also threatened to redeploy troops in parts of the demilitarized zone, resume military exercises in the border area, and cut off all official lines of communication with the South Korean government. A federal judge in Brazil ordered President Jair Bolsonaro to wear a face mask in public or pay a fine of nearly $400 a day. The judge said Bolsonaro is violating local law in Brasilia aimed at slowing the spread of the virus. Bolsonaro has refused so far to cover his mouth at large political rallies where he comes in close contact with voters and children. Bolsonaro has brushed off COVID-19 as just, in his words, a flu, and has called on anyone worried about the virus as just being neurotic. Brazil has the world's second highest number of cases after the United States. The coronavirus is threatening the livelihoods of 600 million children in South Asia, this according to a UNICEF report released on Tuesday. The report describes how the pandemic is unraveling decades of progress on health, education, and other advances for children in South Asia, and could push as many as 120 million more children into poverty, calls on governments to take immediate action. Jane Gaw, the UNICEF regional director for South Asia, said without urgent action, now COVID-19 could destroy the hopes and futures of an entire generation. UNICEF is also calling on governments to resume vaccination campaigns against polio, measles, and other diseases. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.